1 year online today.
In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXGC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXGC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXGC.net.
Spell digital subscriber line. System error. System error. System error. Welcome to Analog City, Dublin, Ireland. The telecommunications companies of this country have abandoned broadband internet. And when the internet meets a blockage, it routes around it. Be prepared for alternative routes. Coming soon from radio.wxtc.net.
And we made it to 1 year. WXTC.net has been podcasting 1 year yesterday, because it's so late, it's moved into the 30th, which is Charlotte's birthday, my youngest daughter. So I want to say happy birthday to Charlotte, who is 3 today. Congratulations. On today's programme, we have Whipping Boy, a Dublin band, and they're going to do an exclusive rap to their old track Twinkle. They play in Vicar Street in Dublin on April 29th, Saturday, April 29th in Vicar Street. We'll be dropping in on Liam Ferry from the Irish Emigrant News. They celebrate 1,000th issue this week, next Monday. And we do the podcast for them, and 1,000 issues. I've been promoting 17 years of Irish Emigrant News. It's not. It's 19 years. So congrats to them. Drop in on Liam in a second. We speak to Magella Tarbert from Cork Aid to Sri Lanka and her Nino Doll project. And we have some shout-outs from fans and friends. Let's get on with the show.
WXTC.net. And on the phone we have Liam Ferry from Irish Emigrant Publications, who this week will be publishing their 1,000th issue. Liam, hello.
Hello there, Brian.
I know this is Wednesday and you're really busy with this issue, so we're not going to do a full-blown interview with you now, but we'll talk to you during the week. Maybe if you could just tell us a quick word about The Emigrant and maybe say hello to your global readership.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're approaching the 1,000, so it goes out on Monday next. We started in February 1987. We've published every week since. Our aim has always been to provide the Irish abroad with a summary of the news from home, and it's been greatly appreciated over the years. And I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking all those who have been reading this and expressed their appreciation, and also all those who have helped us to get it out.
Thanks a million, Liam. We'll be talking to you during the week.
Very good. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Congratulations, Brian, on your podcast being the princely 1 year old. Delighted to hear it, and I hope we're going to see many more podcasts from you over the next year, and I look forward to listening into them. Thank you.
Mystery voice time. Who was that? Fergal O'Byrne from the IIA.
Hi, I'm Sinead. I'm a partner in Dupe Design with Brian, and for the past year you've been listening to his very disorganised ramblings. But that's going to change now, because from here on in I'll be producing his podcast. So stay tuned.
This is Inga calling from Boston. I wanted to wish Brian a happy year of podcasting. I've really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more years. Thanks.
So you've heard the blues, and it just didn't grab you. Try this. Or this.
I wanna feel the love the music brings. And I
or this. It's the Roadhouse Podcast, the finest blues you've never heard. The Roadhouse is an hour of upbeat, up-tempo blues from independent blues artists and permissions-based blues labels, and it's new every Saturday. Subscribe now to the Roadhouse Podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/roadhouse or download the show from roadhousepodcast.com. It's the Roadhouse Podcast, the finest blues you've never heard.
Oh, let's jump, shout, the blues is in the house.
Stick it on your non-branded MP3 player today. Wow, where did we get that echo from? More podcast promos from podcastpromos.com.
There's nothing like an apple. But do you really appreciate everything that is an apple? Sure, there's the attractive outer skin, but then you get to the meat of your apple. Right down to the very core. There's a lot in there. Discover all the goodness your sweet apple can provide you, along with the occasional rotten spots, worms, and bugs. With the Typical Mac User podcast and website, go to typicalmacuser.com. Go on, take a bite. It's quite tasty.
Is BG going to be converted to the apple? I don't know. I'm feeling the draw, the pull of the magnets towards that brand and company. WXTC.net, celebrating 1 year in podcasting tonight.
Hi, welcome back to WXTC.net with Brian Green, and joining us on the line now is Majella Tarbert from Cork Aid to Sri Lanka. Hello, Majella.
Hello, how are you, Brian?
I'm good. Listen, tell us all about this Cork Aid to Sri Lanka and the Nino Doll project.
Well, Brian, Cork Aid to Sri Lanka came about when my family and us found ourselves caught up in the midst of the tsunami while we were holidaying in Sri Lanka. We have been working over the last year developing a strategy for long-term development programs within Sri Lanka, and our big fundraising project is the Nino Doll project.
You came back and you were probably contacted by friends and relatives and people wanted to help in some way, so you set up this project in order to get money to the people where it matters most and get it into their education system as well.
Yes, indeed. I mean, initially, Brian, I actually spent the first 3 months post-tsunami in Sri Lanka myself. I saw firsthand exactly what was going on, and what we did at that point, we worked on the immediate need. We helped people to restock their shops, reboot their businesses, get supplies that they needed, and looking to the future, we were invited to schools in Sri Lanka, and we became aware, really, essentially, Brian, that there's a large communities within Sri Lanka who are isolated due to the fact that they have no income. Now, Sri Lanka is a great country, but it does lack what we'd call a social welfare system. So its bottom line is, if you don't work, your family has no money, they have no support. So we came up with a project that we felt would be reflecting positively on Sri Lanka and also allows many people here in Ireland to participate, and the proceeds are going back to Sri Lanka for long-term educational programs.
You were in Unawatuna. Is that a real holiday destination?
Oh, yes, it is, yes. Unawatuna, I mean, it's a beautiful bay, and you would probably say it wasn't built up like a resort. The small, independent businesses that were working there. So you'd find that most of the restaurants, hotels, were all privately owned. And, you know, as things went really, Brian, out in Sri Lanka, what happened out there really was the minute the tsunami hit, the government imposed a 100-meter rule, which basically stopped people building within 100 meters of the coast. So you had a lot of people in a lot of tsunami-affected areas that were really in limbo because they may have wanted to rebuild their business if they had the finance, but the government actually wouldn't allow it. Now, they've dropped that to 30 meters, so that certainly has improved in many areas. But that's just the way things go. So we were out there really trying to console and comfort families who were in limbo. They didn't know what to do. Would they rebuild? Could they rebuild? But I think eventually people just said, look, we've got to rebuild and reopen our businesses and get even the tourists back. Unfortunately, the tourism sector is certainly suffering in Sri Lanka, and you'll find that you have a lot that would have been reliant on that particular industry are either looking to alternative industries if they can find them.
So tell us about the doll. This is made locally by local women in Unawatuna and in that area in Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka, yes. The idea really was, looking at Sri Lanka as a whole in March, the idea was to think of a project that would be, I suppose, to some degree different, that we could embrace really the positive and generous attitude really of the Irish people to help Sri Lankans. So we came up with the idea of a Nino doll, and the doll is a beautiful handmade, hand-woven product, and it's beautifully colourful and unique.
It's about 2 foot tall, is it?
It is, actually. It is. If I had known how much difficulty I'd have in the logistics of moving that amount of dolls that were so big, I would have done a smaller doll, to be honest, Brian. But as it is, you know, the doll is, it's about a foot and a half, 2 foot, so it's quite a sizable doll, and they're all handmade. And the reason why we chose that particular area to work in was because we felt in Sri Lanka it was important that they embrace an artisan, ethnic, cultural way of expressing possibly the sadness within their communities. So we looked to the mothers to help us make the dolls. So we started production on the dolls last March. We were delighted to be assisted by Barefoot, who is a Sri Lankan company who works in this area, and we started production. And all the time, the people making the dolls were aware that the profits from the dolls would be going back to Sri Lanka in terms of scholarships.
And they were to set about and produce 6,000 dolls, which they duly did.
Which
and
actually, the idea was always 12,000, because actually it was 12,000 children were killed in Sri Lanka in the tsunami, and the idea was that each doll would reflect a life really that was taken by the wave. So at the moment we have 6,000 produced, and we will be aiming to find good homes for those 6,000 dolls. Currently we have 1,100 dolls that have found good homes in Ireland, and we have another 600 that are currently with the schools, and we're very, very happy with that.
How much do the dolls retail for?
The dolls retail at €90.
And we'll have details on how you can get one of these at the end of the interview.
Yes, I'd like to say we're really actually delighted with the support that we've received from those within the internet industry. We were delighted to be offered the time and energy of Web Factory, who designed our e-commerce-enabled website. So through the website at the moment, we have been able to facilitate dolls to go to Australia, Germany, France, all over the world. We even had a couple in Tenerife who had a pub who did a fundraiser for us. So it's great. At the moment, I'm getting fantastic letters from people of support, and that's really the important thing. We're delighted to say that, people are really coming on board, and they're actually finding it a very interesting project.
Great. So you sell the dolls, you get the cash in, send that cash back to Sri Lanka for scholarships for children in the schools locally.
Yes, indeed. Now, look, I'll just read you. We have some children that are on our website to show an example of what exactly and who exactly would be receiving our scholarship. But look, I have a little boy here, and his name is Pina, and he's 14 years old, and he said his mother died last year and her family are still very sad and miss her very much. My father, he's unable to work and support us. So really, he's an example of a child who certainly will benefit from the cash, because it's cash is how we actually inject for our funds into the system in Sri Lanka, as we feel the families themselves will know exactly and identify their needs themselves. And we feel that, you know, Sri Lankans really love their children to be educated, so we will let them decide themselves on the appropriate way in which to fund educational projects.
Brilliant. So maybe to wrap up, can you tell people who are listening how they can get their hands on one of the dolls, and in any other way that they can help you through the internet?
Well, look, what I'd, at this point in time, if people could go online and buy a Nino doll, that is fantastic support. If you're actually working in any of the schools here in Ireland, and we haven't contacted you, because currently, as I say, we've contacted about 300 to 400 schools, and if you'd like your school to be involved, you could send us an email at info@corkaid.ie, and we would love to involve you in the project. And I suppose just generally for people to, if they'd like to call us, offer any advice, support, we'd be more than welcome to take their calls. They can phone Helen on a number. Shall I give it out?
Please do, yeah.
It's 01-4100-926. And we'd be delighted to discuss and further any aspect of the project. And if people can think they can help us in any way, we'd be delighted.
Okay, that number again is
01-4100-926. 4100-926. And that's Helen in Dublin. Or if they'd like, they can also contact myself on my Cork number. That's 021-429-5826.
Magella Tarbert from Cork Aid to Sri Lanka, many thanks for taking the call.
More than welcome. Thanks again. And Brian, if I can just say thanks again sincerely to many people and particularly those that worked in the internet industry that have helped us to date. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And there you go. A good interview ruined with the builders banging and banging and banging in the background. How long have they been here? It seems like 7-8 weeks, but it's probably only been 5. And today, we think they finally left. They probably have to come back and do a few small things, but the builders, I could pretend they were building studio too, but unfortunately, it's all ground floor work they've been doing, and it's looking wonderful now. Must take some shots and put them to the website, but I'd be sorry to see the back of them. But the sound effects of... it was the floor they were doing. Actually, I shouldn't be banging, making noise so late at night because everybody here is asleep, getting ready for a big birthday party tomorrow. So that's most of the show over with. We're going to play out with The Whipping Boy, and we were going to interview Fergal, lead singer with The Whipping Boy, but being an artiste, he had his own idea of how he would put forward his approach. We kind of reviewed what we would discuss, and he said, yeah, okay, I'll sort that out. And he's come up with this, which is an exclusive intro to their old song, Twinkle. Have a listen.
Fuck me, it's taken 17 years to travel from Foley Street to cyberspace, and we still carry our own gear. They'll find us parked in a corner, waiting for traffic to clear, loading up in the back of a van, in the back of a hired merchant's van. That's where you'll find us. Loading it into the boot just so we can take root all over again. My name is McKee and I sing and I scream. I talk and I dream in a band called Whipping Boy. Shit, we could have been huge. Shit, we could have been the next U2. But coming from Dublin in the grim, coming from Dublin, that's all we should have been. Happy to be in with the established hymn, singing from the same old sheets, beggaring belief. Yeah, Dublin in the grim late 80s. That's where we found our noise. That's where we came from. That's where we found our joys. Sucked into a can of beef hat. A band is happiest when it's carrying its own gear. Parked on the corner, waiting for lucky money to appear. You want a career? You want to stay clear. Hired hands will only deprive you. Because you are the only person who can make shit happen.
No. Wuthering Boy plays Vicar Street on Saturday, April 29th with Jinx Lennon and Dry County. We also re-release Submarine, remastered and uploaded onto the web at www.whippingboy.net.
A band is happiest carrying its own gear. Yes, I have to agree with that. And you're the only one who can make shit happen. I'd have to agree with that too. Except to say, unless you're me. Earlier, Sinead indicated that she will be taking over the controls of this show and where it is going and what it is doing, and we should be elevating it up and doing lots more with it. This podcasting stuff is like 10 times different to coming in and spinning and saying, this is, that was, I am, you're listening to, and the weather out there is beautiful. It's just so much more. Coming up, we have interviews in future podcasts from Michael O'Brien, who's been on a fact-finding mission to Venezuela. So we'll get his take on what's happening on the streets down there in South America. And we'll be talking to Gareth Mullen from Show Racism, The Red Card, which has launched its DVD here in Ireland. And not confirmed yet, but we'd like to be talking soon to John Fleming from RadioWaves.fm. All coming up here on the podcast. And you can leave comments on the comment cast, and that comes courtesy of Bite Surgery. And the number to ring is 076-6020-927. See, it's not written down, so I have to try and remember it. I'm good at numbers. Names, terrible. Numbers, good. 076-6020-927, extension 108. And leave your message, press the hash key. It goes into the new iTunes RSS feed. We haven't had one a whole year. And we got away without, the first 6 months iTunes hadn't got podcasting. And then around June 28th they did. And now we have, as of about the last 4 days, and because of comment casting, we have an iTunes feed, which we have positioned on top of the shows on WXTC.net's homepage, radio.wxtc.net. If you don't want to comment cast, if you don't want your voice heard and published all over the world in RSS, you can email us, and it's radio@wxtc.net. 1 year on, the podcast continues. I'm Brian Green. Thanks for listening. Take care out there. Bye-bye.